Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome to season two of Chat Shit, my Chat Shit community. Ow! We back to season two, girl. Can you believe it? Oh, season one was crazy. But season two about to be even bonkers, bitch. Watch this. There's a video format now, baby. We're here in 4K. Jesse, what's up, babe?
Man, now you guys can actually see us. You can see my wig. You can see Zach's dreads. And you know what? Not only can you listen to us, like Zach said, but you can actually watch us on the Max app. You can watch us on Max and Radio's YouTube official channels and Spotify. So we're all over the place now at your convenience.
And there's no excuse, babe. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Jesse, you know.
Oh, we didn't even say, I mean, we have to reintroduce ourselves too. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Your favorite duo is back. You know?
It's us.
It's us.
I mean, Sean and Mia's back too.
They are. Right, yeah. But you know.
But it's really us.
Correct. You know, I'm your host, well, your co-host, your sister, Jessie Wu.
And it's your boy, the one and only Zach Campbell. And we are here to tell you the moments that left me and Jessie gagged, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we are kicking off with episode one.
Y'all, this episode is titled Yield. It was written by the showrunner, Sarita Singleton, and it was directed by Ava Brokowski. They wrote the hell out of this episode. It's amazing. And just before we get into the episode, we want to just run back where we left off, the first season, you know. Basically, just a couple bullet points, right? Shauna was America's most wanted criminal, okay? She was on the run. She was in a 48 hours episode. She finds out that Maurice was questioned and quickly jailed, child. But he tells her to chill, okay? Then she and Mia finally got it together, and they announced that they was going to go on tour with Raina Rain, all right? Also, Mia's is back and forth with in her feelings about Lamont and rapping. Mm. 1 minute she's, you know, boo loving with Lamont, and the next she's telling him that, you know, she don't really want to be in a relationship with him. It's like moving backwards. Yeah. Okay, girl. After that man don't give you that fire beat, that's how you treat him. Jesus. And then Mia, you know, she's been winding down before, but after spending time with Cash chasing the goat at that little diner, he gave her that damn $30,000 in that bag.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's what really had her second guessing Lamont. So that's where we kind of leave off with season one. So now we come back, episode one of season two. And honestly, it starts with a bang. We got the girlies. They are in, they're shooting a visualis in a crack house. They cooking crack. We got two black women cooking crack with a white woman standing in the middle of them and making a what?
An Oreo. Oreo.
That's how we starting off this.
But
this
why the white woman got to say it's an Oreo, though?
Yeah.
And here go Mia.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe what we're doing is offensive to the people who cook crack to support their families. Right? And it's also kind of stupid.
Offensive to the crack cooking community.
The crack cooking, like Jeezy and them.
You know what outrage marketing is? That's this. We're doing outrage marketing, okay? By any means necessary.
Sarita, I feel like you wrote that.
Sarita, very tired. Violent. Sarita, you tired for that, girl.
Very violent.
But why? Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Question. Who are you? Are you Mia or are you Shauna? Because Mia was like,
I'm Shauna.
Shauna was
one.
Like, bitch, what?
Yeah, I'm Shauna on that.
But it's the fact that, can you give us more bad bitch, please? And Shauna, like,
first of all, you got the two black girls cooking crack and the white women, she not getting her hands on no crack. What is that giving?
You caught that.
What is that giving?
It's giving friends.
Exactly. During Martin Luther King year. That's how we starting off. Okay. All right. Cool. Sarita, I see you.
That's why he was.
I see the violence.
That's why Shonda was pissed. That's why Shonda was like, girl, And then my gag is, have you ever, when Shonda went to go start texting, but not texting on the calculator, bitch, I've done that before at the club. No shade. I have, when somebody have an awkward situation over here, mm-hmm. bitch, I go over to my phone.
Yeah, and type it, girl. Yeah, because it's just, it's awkward. It just was awkward.
It was very awkward.
And then Mia,
Mia was dick around.
I know, Mia. I know you don't, you're not fucking with Shonda like that right now, but it's giving.
Dick writing.
Yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
You need to come up on the come up.
Yeah.
But can you blame her though? All right. Here's perfect. See, these are what we call ethics. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to climb? Do you feel like climbing?
Okay, but give me a good ladder. Give me a good step. Like, what am I climbing here?
You don't think rain
is... Is this Runyon Canyon? like, am I climbing a ladder? Yeah. Like, what am I climbing here?
I feel like Mia is trying to figure out a way that she can be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no shade, I feel like Mia has her own intentions. And we talked... Well, they talk about a little bit in the episode about, you know, kind of getting ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of... I'm already kind of counting, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
No shade. And I feel like the music industry is really all about, and not even the music industry, but the entertainment industry in general, mm-hmm. is really about who you know and about what arms you can rub against. And I think that Mia's kind of getting the hint of that. And in that video shoot, you can tell how her and Mia were kind of gagging together, you know, Miss Rain mm-hmm. and Mia.
Yeah.
And Shonda over there in the corner, like,
yeah.
And you are Shonda in that situation.
I am Shonda in that situation. But Shonda, to me too, when I look at their whole situation right now, how they're tagging along with Raina, I don't see anything particularly wrong with that. That is part of the come up as an up and coming artist.
Mm-hmm.
You should attach yourself to people who are popping. Mm-hmm. However,
comma.
I think that the whole idea of going on tour
mm-hmm.
and not getting paid for it, okay. promotional purposes, okay. But y'all not gonna perform y'all songs. That to me is like y'all not making the right decisions. What is the point of going on a tour and you're not gonna sing your two songs? All y'all got is two.
Well,
every time I've seen, like if I've gone to a concert or something, or if I've gone to a show and it's an artist there that doesn't have a big name, they gonna do something. They're not just in the background, just...
Well, Jesse, I've seen the girls.
Oh, that's stupid then.
Oh, no. Oh, I mean, okay, so now that's we're different. Stupid. No shade. So you're the one, you're saying that you wouldn't take the tour then.
No.
You wouldn't take the tour?
What am I doing on the tour?
You get... Okay.
Francois,
you know what
that sounds
like? You know what I think about foie gras?
Foie gras said... Y'all not singing y'all two songs. Not even like we can't get a little bar, one bar and a chorus.
But that is the struggle. I don't think people understand at home. And I think that I'm happy that this show, shout out to Sarita and Issa again. I'm happy that this show really embodies this as an independent artist or a growing artist, I should mm-hmm. say. Because that is honestly the truth though. I've seen people say, oh my God, I get to go on tour with X, Y, and Z. But you only get to sing that one song that's featured
with
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And no. The song that's featured with the headlining artist.
Okay.
They got. They got Tongues. They're going to do a remix of Tongues. They're going to record it. And that's what they can sing.
I don't see no promise it being of that. I ain't see the recording yet. Like, y'all trusting this man. Y'all ain't got no paperwork. Y'all ain't got no voice note.
It's a verbal agreement.
Email,
it's a verbal agreement.
No, nothing. Yeah, but like, when are y'all going to get that song done?
Ooh. Well, I mean, that brings me to this.
Is that what the video shoot was for, I guess?
I think that I would have taken the tour because at the end of the day, exposure is exposure.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this tour...
And what were you exposed to? It's 2023, baby. You're not exposed to nothing. We got TikTok.
And who?
We got IG Live. Yeah. Yeah. We got YouTube. Niggas is threading now. Twitter. Stitch or Twitch, whatever. Yeah. We twitching. Facebook.
Wait, bitch, we twitching?
We twitching. Pinterest. You're not like, come on now. Like, y'all, listen. All that whole we're paying you in exposure, that is dead. I mean, last time I checked, I can't pay my bills with exposure.
I can't
pay my light bill with exposure.
But, Jesse, you could. You know, they say you planting your seed. So you could use this exposure. The thing is, it depends on how talented and sickening you are. Because if you can, like I said, you said you wouldn't take it, but I would take this situation because no shade, like Shauna said, to Duke, what other offers do we have, babes? What other offers are we getting? No shade. Take this opportunity to go on this stage. Because the thing is,
it's the first offer, though.
But the gag is, that's the problem. And I hate to say it, but artists nowadays don't believe in artist development. And that's why people look how they look on stage. Mm-hmm. Because if the girls take this opportunity, this is actually perfect that people don't even know who they are for real, because now they can go on stage and be like, they can fuck up if they, fuck up. But like, you're getting experience. One, being on a tour. Two, there's new eyes even listening to your music. Because like Francois said, bitches only in Miami know who you are. And that's real shit. People don't be thinking about that, but if you're only local girl, you're only a local girl. And no, so far, those 700,000 streams have been local.
We don't know that, though. We don't know the statistics. But, and mind you, that was 700,000 on Spotify. Ain't nobody mentioned iTunes. Ain't nobody mentioned Amazon got the DSPs.
Come on.
SoundCloud.
Where the DSPs at, babe?
Pandora. Like, why y'all be paying all these other platforms does? They do matter. All streams matter.
Come on, campaign.
Yeah, all streams matter. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure they're well over a million streams.
I do.
So it's like, I get it. Both points are valid.
Yeah.
There's not always just one point to be made.
Yeah.
I just feel like at least we Sing should be song. Able to do seducing scheme. At least.
You're right. I do agree.
You know what I mean?
I think
and Francois, as somebody that Shauna is trusting.
Yeah.
You should be fighting for that. It seems like he's not even trying to fight for
because
that.
Because his artist is Miss Raina.
Right.
And that's the tea. And that's where your point comes in about, like, who can you trust?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Shauna trusting Francois?
I don't like it.
Ooh. Because he said, I remember when I used to call you.
Yeah, okay.
And women.
Where was that energy when you were stealing my shit and giving it to your other artists?
Ooh, now, wait. Bitch, wait. So wait, if I was, okay, can we role play really, really quick?
Yeah.
So you're Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
So Shauna, I used to call, when I was depressed, like, I would call you and you used to fucking fuck with me and like, fuck me through my shit. Like, what happened to us?
You fucked me over. That's what happened. You drove a truck over me, stopped it, you
ran that bitch back.
And then ran me over again. And again, and again, and again. And now you got me on this tour where I can't even rap Seduce and Scheme. The whole reason why you came back to me.
Read me.
So I'm going to need Shauna. Shauna, she's a little too open-eyed. It's like, sis, I know you want to get there.
Yeah, just like the first season.
I know you want to get there.
She was hungry, though.
Yeah, but girl, get an appetizer somewhere. Get a bag of chips, baby. You can't be that hungry in these streets. That's really a don't in this industry that I see all the time, is that people will definitely exploit the hungry. They know when you're hungry.
Yeah.
And they will exploit that. I've experienced that here and there. And like when I was first starting out, especially because I started out first as an artist. And I used to see a lot of things, but one thing I was never was, I was determined, I was never hungry.
Or desperate.
Yeah.
Wait, now that's a question. Do you separate, is there a fine line between desperate and hungry?
Yeah. There's a very fine line.
That's the tea.
And I feel like, hungry has, there's levels to hunger.
Because I feel like there could still be integrity in hunger.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
There's levels to hunger.
Yeah.
But when you are so hungry to the point where
you'll do anything,
you'll make a mud cookie.
Ooh, what's a mud cookie? Just fine for the girls at home. I need to know, because bitch, I like to know. A mud cookie?
You've never had a mud cookie?
No, baby.
You don't want to have a mud cookie. Keep it at that. But when you are willing to eat things that are not good for your body, that's a problem. That's when you're desperate. That is desperation. And I feel like in the entertainment industry, even now, like, people really will play you off of desperation. And it's 2023. Times have changed.
Yeah.
People are coming out and they're making their own rules. Artists are coming out and they're making their own rules. And I don't feel like Shauna really understands her power.
But Mia is on the other end where she's like, bitch, I'm playing the game for a check.
Yeah.
Period. And that's me.
Yeah.
Right?
But also, I feel like with her too, it's something I'm not.
Not you, not team Mia this season.
I'm not feeling with that.
But no shade, I'm Mia because no shade, like I said, I would play the game for this check for the long run, because Francois is selling empty promises, but we ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah, but all those promises and promises. Oh, we could walk in there and get $1 million deal. Here go Mia. Here go Mia. $1 million?
What's she do?
$1 million? Girl.
But
what? He ain't even give you no agreement, no contract or nothing for this, and you think he gonna get you $1 million deal? Listen, I hope we finish out this season with my girlies getting $1 million deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, like, you can't be so...
But Jess, you have to remember, bitch, I was just on Instagram Live with my mask on at a goddamn desk receptionist, right? Yeah.
And now you about to be torn for $0. So, okay. So, oh.
But, bitch, it's a... Listen, I was just on Instagram Live, girl, so it's a step in the right direction, okay? So that's why I said I can't really blame him a little.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
All right, then.
You got to have all your ducks in a row.
But speaking of, if you think about trust, before we close out trust, what do you think about Shauna trusting Maurice? Because Maurice...
Listen.
Now.
Let me tell you. I would tell y'all, I've said this before. I say it again.
What you going to say?
You trust the Haitian, God be with you.
Ooh.
You trust the Haitian, whatever happens to you, you deserve that shit. I'm sorry.
But
you trust a Haitian man,
he
you deserve
kissing,
whatever.
He kissing her.
You deserve whatever comes to you.
Microwaving fucking leftovers
for
her.
Yeah, he was microwaving Zili Kole. I saw that. I said, I know what that Haitian plate is. That is that John John with Tasso. I saw that plate.
And that plate looked good,
that
man.
That plate looked good.
Wait. But she got a plate and dick.
She got two plates.
Baby, I'm following in your lead. Blindly.
She got two plates.
I'm trusting
she
you.
She got a Haitian plate and she got a dick plate.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. That's a good night.
And she was wearing her his t-shirt after. I'm sorry. At this point, I have to trust you. But. I'm sorry. At this point.
After a plate. It was leftovers.
You have to understand. My parents just told
me. And he tried to lie, talking about he cooked it. Sir, just because you put it on an actual plate.
He ordered it from
you. Okay.
But the thing
you
is.
You got that from, what you call it?
What?
Sassy Bon down on 463rd Street. I'm not, listen. You can play them girls. Don't play with me.
But okay? But you see, girls is me. Okay? So let me tell you something. I am playing Shauna here, okay? And if my parents just told me you are fucking fuck up in lame's terms, you tell me I'm a fuck up, right? And my sister.
I'm gonna go get me a meal and a dick plate.
I'm gonna go get me a meal and a dick plate that was scamming for me, by the way. And we low key on the run together.
Yeah, they on their Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But this brings me to my next point: mixing business with friendship. What is the tea? Now, my girl Mia up in here, she exciting on her spectrum, right? She is trying to get her child to get taken care of with her friends. But her friends like, bitch, I got my schedule back and I can't really take care of you, your child.
Yeah.
You can call up your baby daddy, though.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I'm happy that we left off with Lamont still at grandma's house.
Yep.
And what's funny is I remember what happened to that advance Lamont had. He was bawling and all this.
Yeah.
You still in your grandma's house.
Yeah. I mean, times are hard.
Yeah.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like.
First of all, I don't know why she didn't just, like he said later on, why didn't you just come to me first?
Because I thought you hated me.
But what that got to do with our daughter, though? Like, I think that's a thing.
It's hood
like,
politics.
Yeah, like,
it's hood politics.
That has nothing to do with that man's daughter.
True.
So why is you trying to keep his child? Like, no, I didn't like that.
Mind you, you
know you can't depend on your mom. You don't like the way your mom treats your daughter.
Yeah.
And you don't like the way your mom behaves. And then, like, your friends, like, they got their kids. Like, I would never. I'm sorry. I'm what's her name? Who said, listen, I ain't trying to take care of nobody's kids.
That is so you. When I saw that part,
I ain't trying to take care of nobody's kids.
That's literally you, Jesse.
I'll pick the child up, drop him off. I have a 4-hour limit.
Ooh.
4-hour limit.
There's not rent a Jesse, and they only got four hours.
4-hour limit. One meal, two drinks, one activity. After that,
wait a minute. There's the meal is more than just a goddamn Kraft mac and cheese moment.
No, I'm gonna give the child a good meal.
Okay.
I'm not gonna give him no 1 cent a day for 1 cent a day to feel the child. Yeah, no, you're gonna get a good meal with Auntie Jessie.
Okay.
You're gonna eat good. But
but you're not keeping him for two.
No, we're not doing no two meals now.
No, 2 weeks.
No, hell no. No, hell no.
Wait, but if this your good Jew, this your best friend. Uh-oh. Like, girl, you ain't got nothing else going on here. Keep my cheering for about 4 weeks. I'll be right back.
Uh-uh.
I'm gonna give you, okay, what if I gave you about...
I got to live my life.
What if I gave you like two
I got
grand?
To put me
two
first.
Grand.
I got to put me first, Lucius.
What about me?
I got to put me first, Lucius. No, absolutely not.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay. Well,
absolutely,
you know what?
Absolutely not.
Well, speaking of this $2,000 and giving, you know, a little bit of coin, financial stability. We talked about this a little bit in this episode. A lot of, you know, my girl Mia out there shopping and I paid my rent up for 6 months. I don't give a fuck about to get this dress. Her friends, and I'm happy she got friends like this.
Yeah.
I'm happy she got friends like this. That's like, bitch, listen, you just came up on some coin.
Yeah.
But don't get fooled.
Yeah.
Don't get fooled.
You just started getting lace friends that can get plucked. So you need to relax.
And they blend.
Yeah, you need to relax.
You just got translucent lace.
Like, just got. Like, come on now. And you already down to a South Beach boutique?
Yeah. Ooh.
Sister.
But you know what? I've got people in my life that have counted their ex, well, hatched their ex first before you count them.
Way too early.
I've seen people say, well, bitch, I just got a such and such brand deal. And so now they went to go buy the most expensive car they could get, rent out the most expensive apartment you could have.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if it ain't consistent yet, what the fuck you doing?
And I believe in treating yourself. Like, treat yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But don't go overboard. Mm. And then especially, you're asking your friends to watch your child. Yeah. I didn't hear you offering them no money.
Oop, dun, dun, dun.
But you down to the South Beach boutique. You trying to get Dolce and Gabbana's.
Uh-huh.
You getting the Pucci, the Louis. I don't see you saying nothing about, oh, you know what? Can you watch my daughter? I have $2,000 for you for the week.
Oh, for the week? I was talking about for the whole 4 weeks.
You,
Jesse! Girl, I only made 30K, girl.
What?
I'm on.
Do you know how much it costs to feed these kids?
How much a Happy Meal nowadays?
Happy Meal, like $15 now.
Ain't no deal.
And it's not that happy no more. The toys is not toying.
They're not.
It's a lot of money to feed. First of all, how much do you spend in groceries? Like, literally.
Oof.
Come on. Like, just for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, well, damn, bitch, do I need to eat again? Now, imagine you got a child.
One more time?
Oh, my God. I just ate yesterday.
Yeah, here we go.
Why do I need to eat again today?
Yeah. You're right.
It's like $100 a day to eat.
Okay. You didn't lie there.
Come on.
So, I guess, okay, $2,000 for the week. But I feel like, at some point, I think Mia is walking, and we say this because some people get this construed, but I think Mia's walking is walking by faith.
And not by sight, clearly. She ain't seeing shit clear.
She don't know the future of this, but she don't know the future of the group yet.
Yeah.
But I feel like she feels as though, I think Shauna is delusional.
And so is Mia.
But Mia is more, I want to say optimistic. I have to salute people like Mia just a little bit. Because the thing is, Jesse, to be in this industry, and you know this, you have to be just a little delusional. You do. Bitch, you got to have just a little bit of cuckoo, cuckoo. Bitch, you got to think like, girl, I'll be in my bathroom performing to my mirror, and I have sold out Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
No shade. You can't tell me that I didn't sell out Madison Square Garden, girl.
Yeah.
So I understand Mia in a sense where you're, you know, they say manifesting is a process of just saying it out loud.
Yeah.
So maybe Mia is a little delusional, but that's why I call her optimistic, because I feel like she's finding ways to at least make this feel real for her. Honestly, quite interesting, because if you take it back to when Mia was at her going away party, her daughter felt the same way, where it's like, why you gotta leave? Like, and I always wanted to know, like, as an up-and-coming artist, especially as a mother, and something so delicate as being a mother, how hard it is to have to leave your child. But this is where it comes as being a parent. And this is for my parents at home listening. Where do you decide, right, for you? when do you think for yourself? Because at some point, I feel like some parents feel like it's selfish, or they feel bad that they're thinking about their dreams. Because at the end of the day, yes, you are a parent, but you're still human, right? And you still have aspirations, goals, and dreams. And Mia has a chance to do this. Now we're at a point where it's like, all right, I don't want to leave it with my mama. Because Robin, oh, we get to see Robin this season, babe. We get to see Robin for real this season. We got to peak season one. But baby, she is drunk.
Yeah. First of all, I just feel like the whole moment where her daughter saying, yeah, it's stank over there.
Which is me.
They ain't got no AC. It's hot.
No Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi not working.
Lamar said, I got a hot spot.
The hot spot is weak as hell.
No.
Y'all got me in hell over there. Like, I feel like that was just really hard. Miss Mamas was acting. That little girl, whoever she is, the young girl who's playing Mia's daughter, yeah, she's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She's an actress.
She kicked the fuck out the table.
Yeah. But I feel like as a mom, I mean, I'm not a mom, but I feel like as mothers, particularly the guilt of leaving your kids in order to go work is always harder than the men. Male rappers leave their trailer kids all the time because being a mom is so different. Like, literally, your body was this child's body when they were inside you. And when, yeah, they came out, your body was still their body as well for however long they had to breastfeed or whatever. Like, you've been attached to this human for a long time. And then now you have to leave to go to work. I'm pretty sure that's hard. And plus, Mia is not at a financial place where she could take her daughter on the road with her. Like, she about to go on tour and not even get paid.
Yeah.
Like, she was talking about she ain't trying to starve. Bitch, you about to starve because you ain't getting paid. You're not getting paid. And so it is pretty hard. But at the same time, you do have to choose yourself. Sometimes you have to make a sacrifice. Like, as a kid, my mom used to leave all the time and go to work overnight all the time. Like, and I think some people might be like, well, damn, it was just overnight. No, that's still a big deal.
It's a big
deal. Like,
your
mom is not at home from 6 to 6.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, as a mom, if you're going to go work overnight, you've got to sleep. So for most of the day, my mom was asleep.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, she's there, but she's not. She's asleep. So I'm having to fend for myself. And then I had siblings who were younger than me. So it's like I was mom junior. So it's like that is a lot for a kid. At the same time, now that I'm older, I understand, well, she was making that sacrifice so we could pay the bills. See, my mama was getting a check. She wasn't getting exposure. She was getting a check. So she was able to pay the light bill and all those things.
With
so,
that
yeah,
check.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. But I do think, like, listen, if this is the business where you do have to sacrifice family time,
yeah,
time with friends, like, yeah, you have to sacrifice a lot. So you really have to know if you really want this. And one thing I can say about Mia,
yeah,
she does really want
it. She really
this,
wants so, it. But let me ask you this as a woman. And I want to know, do you think that there's a stigma on female entertainers in a sense, or any woman that wants to follow their dreams and they have to leave their child? Do you think there's more of a stigma? You referenced it a little bit, but I want to hear your thoughts about, do you think it's more of a stigma on women taking their dreams and having to leave their kids behind? And there's more of a stigma, judgmental thing towards women? Because men, like you said, they could just leave and, all right, the baby mama at home. But if a woman that's an entrepreneur, a powerful leader, and she has to leave her kids behind and stay with maybe with the grandmother or maybe have to drop off at the sitter. Do you think that people look at women like, oh, you're doing that to your child? Like, oh my God, you're less of a mother?
I think there was definitely a time, but like Beyonce once said, strong enough to bear the children, then get back to business.
Come on.
Like, I feel like we've seen a lot of examples within the last like 10, 15 years of women who are like, yo, fuck this industry. I'm not going to let this industry stop me from becoming a mom.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let this industry stop me from being an involved mother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even like you look back, Whitney Houston was a prime example of this. She used to have little Bobby Christina on stage shooping all the time. Come on, be a Bobby Christina. Come here. Shoot for the audience.
Yeah, man.
Like literally, like you can look it up. Like,
absolutely.
And then you got Bobby Christina. She knows it's part of the act. She going to shoot.
My
she
baby.
She going to shoot. And then she going to leave. Now you have Beyonce
doing Blue Ivy, yeah,
and Blue Ivy is doing what?
She choreo.
She's shooping up on stage. She doing her own shoot. She choreographing.
She doing the full choreo.
Like, so it's like we're seeing the times have changed.
Come on now,
and we do need men to step up to the plate. Like Lamont.
Oop.
Like you see Lamont doing.
You see Lamont. So, but before we get to Lamont, I want to talk about because this episode really, speaking of mothers, it brought me up thinking about childhood traumas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was shown in this episode
where
we have Shauna and Mia we got to see both of their traumas kind of come up at the same time.
Yeah.
We got Shauna going home and her mama specifically.
A college dropout, a rapping motel clerk, a derelict. Every decision you have made is stupid.
Girl, you get dropped from your job. You're getting arrested by the police. Like, you're scamming. Well, she don't know she's scamming yet, but mm-hmm. you out here doing all this.
Yeah, but her daddy know. Her daddy was like, what? Why they questioning
you?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Her daddy knew.
Yeah. But my thing is this.
Her daddy knew.
I think we got to see, for me personally.
My mom said, you are a hotel clerk rapping.
That's what she's, and I'm like, but, but the thing is, I feel like we got to see why these women act the way they act and why they address such a situation the way they do. Because you can see Mia has this strong, while, you know, remember last season, Mia had that strong exterior. You never got to see the ooey gooeyness until the end of the season. Maybe that's why Shauna is so like, I'm going to just take the opportunity in because I got to get the fuck on because I can't go nowhere else.
Yeah.
My parents have made it very, very clear that, bitch, if you take this route, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
come around when they see success, though. They're like, oh.
But, yeah, I just feel like because you got people like Mia's mom, my girl Robin, she up here drunk and she up here trying to guilt trip Mia for not letting her her granddaughter. Yeah. But meanwhile, you're drunk and belligerent and you own some random, we've never seen this man before, with this random man, and you almost won't. I've seen mothers treat their daughters in a sense. I've been there. I've been at a party, low shade, and it's actually crazy. I've been at a party where the mother is drunk. Made it all about
them. Yeah, I've seen this before.
I've seen it. And when I watched this episode, I kind of got a little triggered because I've seen the mom shut the party down in a sense, make the vibe completely off. And I commend Mia for low-key still being like, mama, get your drunk ass an Uber. Somebody get her a water. But the mama like, girl, fuck out of here. Bitch, fuck y'all up in here. Y'all off.
It's giving you're jealous of your daughter.
Oop. Well.
Yeah, it's giving that. Well. It's giving because it's like, reminding her of what you did for her. My thing, I've never been a fan of like parents, and I did this for you and did it. Bitch, you were supposed to do that. Who the fuck else was gonna do it?
But why did Robin?
You were my mom. Like, you gave birth to me. What are you supposed to do? Like, ooh, what are you supposed to do?
That's true. But that's why that backhanded ass speech that Robin gave, girl.
Then the
that
whole,
was backhanded as hell.
Then the whole, y'all didn't think my man got
the rib tip.
These 2-for-1 rib tips from Publix. Girl, you don't shut that shit the fuck up. Nobody cares.
But I've seen that you can see, no shade, but you can see the codependency in Robin's mom onto men. Because if I'm not mistaken, in the first season, we didn't see who she was dating, but she was codependent on the man back then. If I'm not mistaken, somebody from season one, if you haven't watched it, go binge it.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I want to make sure I'm right.
She really wanted to
I think
know
that was the case. Yeah, she's
really
codependent on that.
That Shantae got a man at home. Ma'am, we don't care. We don't care about your man or them rib tips. Okay? And like, the fact that your like, this is how you talk to your granddaughter as well, like, yelling at her and stuff. That's one thing I can say. Like, my mom was a very strong mother.
Yeah.
But what I will say, though, is I know, like, when I have grandkids, that lady gonna treat them kids like, I'm gonna be like, well, damn.
Yeah, fuck me.
Who the fuck are you?
Fuck my drag.
Yeah, like, what? Like, that's usually how it is in our culture.
Yeah.
Them grandkids come and you see a whole other side.
Really?
To these people. Who are you?
Because when she was like, I need to take, that's my grandbaby. Meanwhile, no.
She just said your house thing.
Yeah. She was talking about Lamont mama said her house thing. Y'all, Wi-Fi tired. It's hot over there. Your hotspot. He said, daddy, you tired. No shade. So if I do go over here with drunk grandma, I'll take drunk grandma.
She got two whack-ass grandmas.
Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit there? Damn. But let me take you back to, Shauna over there. She just got done getting her little cootie cat ate because Maurice loved to eat that coochie when she asked too many questions. When you ask too many questions, you're going to eat that coochie, girl. And if I was Shauna, I'd let Maurice eat my coochie, too.
Yeah, right, correct.
Okay.
It's always a great time to get your coochie ate.
Mm-hmm. So as Shauna laying up on the couch in his t-shirt with my t-shirt and my panties on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gag is Stanley ain't gone, baby.
Stanley on my nerves.
Stanley got to text Maurice, and Maurice went outside.
On the WhatsApp. I said, not the WhatsApp. That's how you know.
Illegal.
Illegal. As a Haitian, WhatsApp is a staple in my home.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I'm not WhatsApping somebody who lives in the same country.
You up the street. I'm outside.
WhatsApp is usually for the family back in Haiti, Africa, Canada. You know what I'm saying? So y'all really, y'all still scheming.
Yes!
I'm going in tomorrow morning. If it comes down to me or her, you know what it is.
Girl, Stanley ain't stopped. Stanley has not stopped. Now, I want to ask you this.
You almost had got deported.
But what did you think Maurice and Stanley, because Stanley was like, bitch, if it's between me or her, who the fuck you got? It's going to be me. I'm going to choose myself before I choose Miss Girl up there that you're fucking
up. Yeah,
of course. He said, and I quote, everything starts fucking up when you brought her ass in. And we didn't, as the audience at home, we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We thinking like Stanley, Maurice. But actually, if I take it back to season one, I love calling back season one. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, Stanley did start to resent Shauna in a sense. Where it was like, oh, okay. Well,
why
like,
is she involved in
why this? The fuck is she involved in the first place? And they didn't really highlight it in season one.
No.
But I think season two, we're going to get a really good tea on why Stanley don't really fuck with Shauna at all. Like, at all. And the episode stops there.
Yeah.
We are on a cliffhanger, and we don't know what the fuck. Well, episode two is out currently as we speak, if you're listening to this right now. So we're going to talk about that in episode two of Chat Shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you some questions, Jesse. This is before, like, you hit your big break. What are your to-dos that artists should address before stardom? Like, what do you think?
I mean, first of all, have paperwork. And there's literally, like, there's LegalZoom. There's a bunch of websites out there with free contracts. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't afford, like, the most expensive lawyer, there are contracts out there that are easily understandable for you. First of all, I didn't see the girls doing they splits or nothing.
Wait.
Y'all, I don't see no splits or y'all, like, did y'all sign up for Sound Exchange?
No, this is some real
like,
shit.
Like, what is y'all doing?
Because what is the agreement between
Where's
Shauna
the residual,
and Mia?
Like, are y'all getting residuals? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Like, who's getting the writing credits? What's
Uh-oh.
The split?
Uh-oh.
I don't see y'all doing that. Then you got Francois coming in, making all these promethy, and he ain't got no paperwork for y'all either. Y'all got, what's her name? Who's y'all manager. You ain't got no manager agreement. What are we agreeing on?
But why the fuck, hold on, we didn't talk about Duke, but why the fuck Duke low-key kind of almost doing the same thing Shauna was doing, or Mia's doing, where you kind of count your eggs before they hatch? Cause
I feel like Duke had the most sense this episode.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like she was too pushy.
No, when she was like, y'all should be singing. Absolutely. Y'all should be performing y'all song.
But she tried.
Absolutely.
No. I have to disagree because she low-key, like I said, there's politics with this new artist shit. And politic number one is, baby, you have to play the sideline until the line is about you.
But you're still
no
on
shade,
the side.
You
you're
do.
Still on the side.
But yeah, but I feel like at that.
Just. Can we get a couple bars of Seducing Scheme? It ain't got to be the whole song.
But
can we just get a little?
She made it seem like she tried to sell it to Francois in the sense of like, well, my girls got these many streams and they popping everywhere. And I see them. And Francois.
As a manager?
But Francois wrapped her up. No shade. Baby, maybe you need to change who you following. Because I don't see the girls like you popping. Like how you think they popping. And that's some real shit. And people
so
need to think about that at home.
So if you think they're only local,
uh-huh.
Why are you bringing them all over the country?
Oop. Well, you have a point there.
If you think they ain't got, they just popping locally.
There,
why are you bringing them all over the country? Even if what you say is totally correct, obviously you see a return here.
Ooh.
You see something.
Come on, bitch, you eat it.
That the girls do
You're
not
eating.
Even see.
You ate that.
So they should at least be singing their own solo song, at least Ooh. One. So I stand with Duke on that.
Oh, you
Duke is to me. That is a manager that's going to sit there and that's going to tell somebody, let me tell you who my artist is.
Mm.
This is their streams.
Yeah.
This is what they do.
That's true.
This is on the algorithm that we're seeing.
Okay.
This is, and then breaking down the statistics. Look at their followers. Nowadays, you can literally see your statistic on every
yes,
platform,
yes,
see who's following you, see who's entertained the most. You see all that shit. So bringing all that shit up,
yeah.
I stand with Duke.
So maybe that's why, maybe later on in the season, we'll see the girls maybe get smart. And maybe back to my question, I asked you, what are the to-dos? Maybe artists should do at home what you should do before your superstardom is know your numbers, know your statistics,
of course.
Know
of course.
What your reach is.
I can tell you
is.
Right now what my numbers are.
Same. I can tell you my reach. I can tell you my demographic. I can tell you how many male, female. I know everything. Analytic. I know everything. Mm. So if I go into a meeting, bitch, you can't tell me what the fuck. Oh. You can't tell me what I can sell and what I can't sell, girl. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I know what I can do, mama.
My page is for the women.
Yeah.
I have 80% women following me, 20% men. Yeah. I ain't on there showing nothing.
What are some reasonable challenges emerging artists should expect? And this is for me and you, for real, too. I'm going to say this. My answer immediately is going to be money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, them music videos is not cheap. Them music videos are not cheap. Now, they can be. You can have somebody film you on a Razr flip phone. And you can have somebody, you know, and bring you around a little,
on
spotlight.
On the low end, we talking about maybe 5K, 10K. That's low end.
But 10K, you can make a lot with 10K.
Yeah.
You can make a lot. I want people to understand artists at home that are aspiring.
It depends who you work with, too.
That is very true. Because you can have you little Ray Ray make a video for $100 or two. And it can still go viral.
Yeah,
it could.
Yeah.
But
you can have little Zachary down the street. I'm just saying.
Making
you know, I'm
shit.
Saying Ray Ray is resourceful.
That's
but Zachary
true.
Got
your shit. He got cameras.
Zachary, yeah.
He got the lighting.
Got the Sony. Yeah. He got the Sony.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Sometimes, like, you agree to some shit that you don't even have an idea of what you agree to. Mm-hmm. And later on down the line, you regret that.
Make sure you know your fucking contracts and how much your splits are and know what is going to
what. It's not only just your contracts, too. It's knowing who the fuck you're dealing with.
Producers are one thing.
No. It's knowing who. Yeah, it's knowing who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think people got your best interest at heart, and they do not.
Yeah.
And this is a business where you find that out over and over again. But how you beat that is knowing your shit, being aware of your shit, and not playing about your shit. Okay. I had to learn that the hard way, boo.
Yeah, that's true. And all money ain't good money. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. All money, and that's your point I think you're making against mine, where I'm saying, like, I'm going to go on the tour. I'm going to go make this a little, at least get the exposure, because that's all I you know, this is my first deal. And I think that you're saying, like, bitch, all money ain't good money.
No.
No shade.
And sometimes, too, people talk a lot in this business.
Mm-hmm.
So you done did this exposure tour, and now they go around saying, yeah, we got them for the low. We got them for the free. And now other people
are going, ooh, Jesse, if you don't speak, bitch, because that's like, let me tell you something for my influencers outside, my influencers and my self-employed people at home. If you take that, let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. If a brand deal gives you I'm going to give you some knowledge, girl. If a brand comes to you and they say, we're going to give you 1.5K for your post. Mm-hmm. And this is because you're starting up, whatever, and you accept that 1.5K, but you know that your analytics are low-key giving maybe 2.5K, that brands talk. And just like, brands, managers, producers, bookers, promoters, they talk. And if they say, oh, you booked Mia and Shauna for nothing, oh, bitch, then we're going to come to you and say, and then they have, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy, saying like, well, can I at least get X, Y, and Z? They'll be like, well, you did the other show for free.
Exactly.
Oh, that's your point.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Just saying.
You're gonna be
stuck on planet exposure for a minute.
But I still have to say, I do feel like, depending on who you are and how talented you are, exposure can do a lot for you. I do have to say that. I just want to still preface this, because there are greedy people out there. Like you just said, there are people that will misguide you for sure. But there is some decent people out there that will give you the exposure that you need. And the thing is, fuck exposure. Rubbing elbows with the right people. And about this industry, is all about who you know. Not what you know, bitch, but who you know. And if you go on tour and you meet, let's say, the booking director of Rolling Loud while you're backstage having a drink, because you don't even know who the fuck you're talking to, and they love you, they say, you know, you like, bitch, wait, we want to book your group. Like,
yeah,
so there is some advantages.
Rolling Loud, they're not going to book you if they don't hear Seducing Scheme.
Okay, Jesse Camp. Yeah, I'm trying to walk down.
I'm sorry.
Let me have my Mr. Rogers moment, bitch.
No, you can have it, but you're going to have it right. You're going to have it right, though.
That's true.
If they don't hear they're not going to be like, oh, so what they coming to you for? They ain't hear you do nothing.
They're going to be like,
they didn't see nothing.
They're going to try to book you with Miss Raina Rain.
Right.
Because we know Tom's remix.
Exactly. And they think you her backup singers.
Ooh.
It's giving.
Not doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
It's giving Frankie Lyman and them.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey.
It's giving like, and the peeps.
Yeah, and the peeps. See, we don't even know the peeps or the pips or what. We don't even know them peeps.
We know
Gladys, though.
I do know my girl Gladys and her chicken spot.
On that midnight train.
I do know that.
You still don't know the pips.
I don't.
So you want to be the pips or you want to be Shauna and Mia?
Yep.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, I'm not going to play it like that. I'm never going to play about that. I know I've made some bad decisions.
Same.
So I'm never going to encourage somebody else to be stupid.
Yeah. What you can do is also believe in your art. And know that time, and I can't stress this enough for people at home, with time, because you're not on your time, you're on God's time or whoever you believe in time.
Hallelujah.
You're on that time. And at some point, if you believe, your time is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're speaking of time and your time is going to come. You may have some people that don't believe, like you, like your family. And like we have Mia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sorry. Mia's mom is a little interesting because she low-key taking Mia's success. It's her own success as being a mother, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But Shauna's mom is definitely saying, music ain't the way. Yeah. You are a failure. You're a chop. Do you think, Jesse, and you can relate to this because you said your mom was working from 6 to 6 and you didn't see. Did you think your career needed your mom's blessing today?
No, absolutely not. Mm. When I first started out while making content, first of all, even when I was pursuing music, my mom hated it because studio sessions were always at night.
Yep, they are.
Like, what you doing? What you doing? It's midnight. It's 11 o'clock. So what, fella? Record what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, mom.
She was not having that.
Yeah.
She didn't understand that. And so, no, she was not supportive of that. And like, again, I think the older you get, you understand your parents' perspective more.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Them hearing me talk about Zozo and all that, like, they was like, girl, what? We did not raise you like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I've always been my own person.
Yeah.
So even if you ask my mom, I don't think she's surprised at how my life is going because I was always going to be my own person. I was not going to be a nurse. Like, most of my family, doctor, nurse. I remember telling, I'm not going to be nobody nurse. I'm not cutting up nobody cadaver. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm going to have a microphone and that's it. I didn't know where I was going to go with a microphone.
But bitch, I'm
but here I am.
With this goddamn microphone.
Here I am talking, chatting about some shit.
Yes! I don't think anyone on this earth, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, and you know that it's real, and you feel it in your soul, you don't need your family's blessing.
No.
In my opinion.
Absolutely.
You don't. I mean, it's nice to have.
Yeah.
But
everybody would, I mean, I think it would be beautiful if everybody had a Matthew Knowles and a Tina Knowles.
Listen, but like you said, when that success comes.
They come around.
Oh, my Nana. Now my Nana.
Tones change.
Baby, my Nana is damn near my PR agent at this point. The same woman that said, I don't feel my goddamn house. You want to go to the congregation of my house?
Have you seen my baby?
Today? Oh, baby, my baby's on Max chat shit talking about rap shit.
Yep. Did you see him at that dinner with Beyonce?
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So I don't think you need. I don't think you need that.
I think Shauna's mom will come around.
I think so too.
It'll probably take some time because they obviously, as parents, had an idea, a plan for their children. They want their children to be educated. And I understand that. But I think they'll come around.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We will see. And that's episode one.
Yeah.
Listen here, Chat Shit Committee. The conversation does not end here. We want to hear from you. Tag us at Rap Shit on Max. And don't forget to follow us on Rap Shit on Max on Instagram and use, once again, hashtag Rap Shit.
Yes.
I am Zach Campbell.
I'm your sister, Jesse Wu.
And we will catch you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a wrap, Chat Shit Committee. Wrap it up. Meeting adjourned.
Chat Shit, the official Rap Shit podcast, is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio Formats. Loudspeakers executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Radio executive producers are Issa Rae, Jifa Yador, and Benoni Tego. Producers for Max are Becky Rowe, Paneer Reyes, Allison Cohen. Associate producers are Caleb Stevens, May Say Hi, and Tyrell Worley. The show is mixed by Dwayne Crawford. Thank you for listening.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.